may the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We all like to tell stories of our own childhood or of others that reveal something about who that child will grow up to be. These stories are a part of our personal and sometimes our public histories, too. George Washington cannot tell a lie, right? He chops down the cherry tree. And so, of course, he grows up to be an upstanding general, our first president, and an American hero. Another president, Teddy Roosevelt, grew up running on the nearby shores of Oyster Bay, burning and chopping wood and playing with his family's many animals. And so, of course, he grew up to be the president that established our nation's wonderful national park system. My son Felix is not yet an American hero, but we already like to tell stories about him that we think show something about who he's going to become. Felix loves to listen to music. He loves Christmas caroling with the congregation. He's quiet during every hymn when he's in church. Dan sings Felix to sleep every night. Almost always calms him down. So we like to pretend that these stories are beginning to reveal who Felix will be someday. They're starting to show the great musical aptitude that he's going to have, right? That he'll be a great performer, or a conductor, or a composer. Well, maybe not, but there are likely such stories in your own family history as well. Our reading from the Gospel of John today is such a story about Jesus. But perhaps unlike the fabricated connections that Dean and I might be imagining about Felix, this is no made-up prediction. Jesus' acts in the Gospel of John today are a sign from God. Jesus' presence at the wedding at Cana and the miracle of water turned to wine are his very first public act in the Gospel of John. They're the very first thing that Jesus does, not with his family, but for the public to witness and see. This miracle is meant to reveal to the crowd just who this Jesus guy is and who he will become. It is an epiphany, a revelation, a realization. We use that word a lot a couple weeks back, right? We had our first revelation of who Jesus is back on the holiday of the 50, 2 weeks ago. A revelation to the Magi of God's love for all people come in Jesus. And last week, we had another epiphany for listening. Jesus was revealed to be God's beloved Son in the waters of baptism there in the river Jordan. And today, an epiphany of who Jesus is and who he will become in his very first act of public ministry. Now, it's interesting to note here that Jesus' very first public act is different in all four Gospels, different in every one. So, on this rainy day, on a really fun afternoon, go home, get your Bible out, and look it up and see what Jesus' first act is in each of the Gospels. Because each one tells us something different about who Jesus is. The miracle of water turned to wine, though, reveals many things about Jesus, about God. Jesus is a provider. He's one who gives and gives abundantly. Those are no small containers of wine, after all. He provides gallons upon gallons of wine, more than enough for a crowd. Jesus wants to provide the best. It isn't just any wine, right? It isn't just wine that's passable. It is the best wine. Jesus will give God's gifts freely, with no regard for whether the receiver is deserving or has earned it. All who are present at this wine, at this wedding, are given an abundance of the good stuff, bride and groom and wedding crasher alike. But what strikes me most about this miracle today is that it reveals how God is present in even the most ordinary, and perhaps insignificant, acts. Perhaps it's the simplicity of what Jesus There's no big deal in here. There are no dead grades, no great teachings, just water and wine. A simple miracle, an ordinary kind of day. Much of our lives are ordinary kind of days, aren't they? They are routine. They have patterns. Getting up each morning, going to work, or caring for our family members, paying bills, worrying about this or that, that common rotation that never seems to end in my house of mealtime, cleaning up, doing dishes, loading the dishwasher, unloading the dishwasher. I swear that 25% of my life is loading and unloading the dishwasher right now. Phone calls and emails, laundry, grocery shopping, going to church, perhaps a part of that routine. Life punctuated by great joys, deep sorrows, and big life moments, yes, but much of it is simple, ordinary, like water. There was a poem about this story from the Gospel of John by a woman named Anne Ogden. It's called Prayer for a Wedding at Cana. It goes like this. They have no wine. So what? Do whatever he tells you. From that instant, she left it to him. To us, do what he says. Love God, love your neighbor, make a home for the Spirit. We will. Let us leave everything to you, Lord. Please, we are water. Turn us into wine. That final line is what strikes me most today. Please, we are water. Turn us into wine. Miracles, signs, and wonders are all a part of what Jesus will go on to do from this first moment. He will heal those who have been ill for a lifetime. He will feed the multitudes. He will teach great teaching. He will raise the dead. But it all starts here with this simple miracle of water to wine. And it all starts here, or perhaps more accurately, it all starts here in this water. With the simple miracle of ordinary people transformed into Christians. In the waters of baptism, we are transformed like water into wine. No matter how simple or ordinary our lives are, whether we are the bride and groom or a wedding crasher, we are clothed with Christ. We are covered with the grace of God. We are washed clean for good and claimed as God's beloved forever. Miracles, signs, and wonders are also a part of what we will go on to do. Not by our own strength, but by the grace of God, through the simplicity of water. We will take ordinary life moments and make the good stuff out of them. We will heal others and feed others and teach others. And yes, maybe even bring back those who have been dead to us. This is the Christian life, to be transformed from water into wine, time and again, and by it to transform all around us from water into an abundance of the goodness that God wants us to have. Lives not of an abundance of stuff, but of an abundance of grace, forgiveness, love, freedom, peace, and safety. Lives abundantly filled with the goodness of God. But this miracle, it begins with something else Mary said, something else of which our poet reminds us. To the servants, do whatever he tells you. To us, do whatever. chapter, he says, "Let us leave everything to you, Lord. For it's only when we can leave ourselves, our futures, and the work of our transformation in the capable hands of Jesus that such change can happen. It's not up to our will or our effort even, or our goodness. It's only up to us to let go and trust, to give up control." Oh, that's hard for us type A's, huh? "And let someone else take over. To hold ourselves, our possessions, our lives just a little more loosely. And to believe in the ability of Jesus who always provides." This story today, it tells us much about who Jesus is and who he will become. But it also tells us much about who we are and who we will become. Thanks be to God. Amen.